Here's how it works. An elderly person gets a phone call from a scam artist pretending to be a relative who needs money to get out of jail. It happened a few weeks ago to 77-year-old Helmut Bantz of Fallon, an immigrant from Germany who retired from the U.S. Air Force. He got a call from an imposter claiming to be his teenage grandson who desperately needed help.
Somebody called me crying and had the worst day of his life and had a cold and been arrested.
Bantz says the man posing on the phone pleaded with him for $4,000 to get out of jail. And then another man posing as a police officer got on the phone and said the money had to be paid with iTunes gift cards. Bantz didn't think anything was fishy about the call.
My brain was not in gear. Just emotions took over and I did what I was told to do. I was just stupid.
Bantz went to a local pharmacy and spent $2,000 on gift cards. He turned over the card codes to the scammer so they could be redeemed for cash. Then he went to another store, but an alert clerk told him he'd been duped. That's when Bantz called the Churchill County Sheriff's Office to report the incident, but he was already out $2,000. Wesley Duncan is First Assistant Nevada Attorney General.
This unfortunate scam is something that we see quite often at the Attorney General's office. We actually see an uptick of these type of scams in the summer.
Duncan says the scam artists can get more action when elderly people stay indoors to beat the heat. He offers this advice to everyone.
Anytime anyone is asking for a gift card in terms of bail or to get somebody out of jail, that should be a red flag, because no law enforcement entity is going to ask to bail someone out using gift cards.
Duncan says these scam artists are hard to find because they use blocked phone numbers, and he says it's challenging to prove they were the person who actually made the calls. Ultimately, they could be charged with impersonating a law enforcement officer, and if the amount stolen is more than $600, then felony charges may be filed. Steve Chadley, Reno Public Radio News.